The next poem is a poem about Ohio. I'd wondered about this one for a long time. It happens that my brother is in the audience. He'll remember this, although I don't know if he would have made quite the same thing out of it that I made. It's called The Old WPA Swimming Pool in Martins Ferry, Ohio. And back there was sort of in the 30s, the late 30s, the people were trying to get jobs, and they used to have the WPA. I wish I had the gift to bring into the poem the humorous response that people made to the old WPA. And I know that at one time or another in the WPA, Uncle Sherman and Emerson Buchanan and Uncle Willie Lyons were somehow connected with this sort of thing, and I think the old man was partly connected with it at one time. There were all sorts of jokes about it. Maybe those jokes wouldn't make any sense to you. You're all too young. But it was in some peculiar way, it was funny. You know, it's how to build something. But I was very moved by that when I was a kid, and I still am, by the people trying to build a swimming pool. What did it mean? What did we need with a swimming pool when we had a big, beautiful river right near us? Well, here's my attempt to understand. I am almost afraid to write down this thing. I must have been, say, 7 years old. That afternoon, the families of the WPA had come out to have a good time celebrating a long gouge in the ground that the fierce husbands had filled with concrete. We knew even then the Ohio River was dying. Most of the good men who lived along that shore wanted to be in love and give good love to beautiful women who weren't pretty, and to small children like me who wondered, what the hell is this? When people don't have quite enough to eat in August, and the river that is supposed to be some holiness starts dying, they swim in the earth. Uncle Sherman, Uncle Willie, Uncle Emerson, and my father, in his way, helped dig that hole in the ground. I had seen by that time two or three holes in the ground, and you know what they were. But this one was not the usual cheap economics. It was not the solitary scar on a poor man's face, that respectable hole in the ground you used to be able to buy after you died for $75 and your wages taxed for 6 months by the Heslop brothers. Brothers, dear God. No, this hole was filled with water. And suddenly I flung myself into the water. All I had on was a jock strap and a bad bathing suit my brother stole from a miserable football team. Oh, never mind. Jesus Christ, my father and my uncles dug a hole in the ground. No grave for once. It is going to be hard for you to believe when I rose from that water, a little girl who belonged to somebody else, a face thin and haunted, appeared over my left shoulder and whispered, "Take care now, be patient, and live. I have loved you all this time and didn't even know I am alive."